نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Today is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah and the 9th of Dhul Hijjah is known as the Day of Arafah. And tomorrow is the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. And the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is known as Yawmul Nahr and also Eidul Adha. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are very virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said regarding the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that on no days is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more beloved to him than in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. On no days is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more beloved to him than in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no days are as weighty with Allah and so liked by him for good deeds than the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So today, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah and tomorrow the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. These both days are also from the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which are very, very virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from amongst these days, the day of Arafah, is much more blessed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives His servants in great number on the day of Arafah. And we are now nearing the end of the day of Arafah. So we have a few moments left, not even 1 hour. So after the talk, let us engage in ibadah, in dhikrullah, in the tilawat of the Quran, in istighfar, in supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, to grant us afiyat in this world and the hereafter, to grant afiyat and safety to our near and dear ones and to the whole ummah. As soon as the adhan for Maghrib is called out upon sunset, the night of Eid will begin. Last Thursday, we have explained in detail the virtues of the first 9 days. And we have also explained in detail what to do during the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. But we had not discussed the night of Eid and the day of Eid. Because I was aware that I will be speaking to you on Thursday after Asr. So after Maghrib, the night of Eidul Adha will begin. And both nights are amongst the sacred nights in the Islamic calendar. Both nights, the nights of both Eid, Eidul Fitr and Eidul Adha, are sacred nights in the Islamic calendar. They are great nights, they are virtuous nights, they are nights full of blessings, full of mercy, full of forgiveness. But the night of Eid al-Adha has some specific virtues. One virtue is that it is from those nights the oath of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken in the glorious Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not taken oath of the night of Eid al-Fitr in the glorious Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath of this night, the night of this Eid, Eid al-Adha, which is shortly to begin. So it must be very, very precious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have taken oath of this night. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرِينَ. I take oath of the 10 nights. Majority of the commentators of the Quran are of the opinion that the 10 nights, the oath of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken, are the 10 nights of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Another virtue that this night has is that to remain awake during this night and to perform ibadah is equivalent to the worship of Laylatul Qadr. There is no such specific virtue for the night of Eid al-Fitr. So these two virtues are very specific to the night of Eid al-Adha. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath of it. And secondly, the worship during this night is equivalent to the worship during Laylatul Qadr. And there is a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the two Eids. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever stays awake and performs ibadah during the two nights of two Eids with sincerity, only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only to seek reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his heart will not die on the day when hearts will die. That means on the day of Qiyamah, his heart will not die. He will not be struck by the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. He will remain in full senses because he will be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all four sides. And Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi says that dua is definitely accepted during 5 nights. One is the night of Jumu'ah. The second is the first of Rajab. The third is the 15th night of Shaban. The fourth is the night of Eid al-Fitr. And the fifth is the night of Eid al-Adha. So we are about to embark on the night of Eid al-Adha. We are about to enter the night of Eid al-Adha. Night of Eid al-Adha is about to commence within minutes. It's very virtuous. Allah has taken oath of this night. And the ibadah during this night is equivalent to the ibadah of Laylatul Qadr. And those people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night of Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, then they will be saved from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. And the du'as are accepted during the night of Eid al-Adha from amongst other nights. So what we need to do is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night if possible. Shaykhul Hadith Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, it was his practice to sit in i'tikaf for the duration of the whole month. And as soon as the crescent of the month of Shawwal was sighted, that is the night of Eid al-Fitr, then the i'tikaf is over. But he would not leave the masjid. He would remain in the masjid until the morning, until Subah Sadiq. And he would return home only when the night was over. So he would spend the whole month of Ramadan in the masjid in Etikaf, and he would spend the night of Eid al-Fitr also in the masjid. So the nights of Eids, both Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, these are nights which we need to cash in on. Profit as much as possible from these nights. Normally, due to the happiness of the advent of Eid, we would engage in food and in clothes and preparing for Eid, chatting away, laughing away, joking away. Even during moments of happiness, we must always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must always remain within the limits of Sharia. So during the night of Eid, if possible, then we continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Subah Sadi. But if that is not possible, and if one desires to sleep after the Isha Salat, then one thing we must do is to make sure that we perform Maghrib Salah with Jama'ah. Thereafter we perform Sunnah, we perform Nafl, and we perform another 2 rakat, so it becomes Awwabin. Thereafter we complete our Azkar, we make Dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are able to engage in, remain in the masjid and engage until Isha in Ibadat, Alhamdulillah. But if we have to go home, then we must return again for Isha. We perform the Sunnah of Isha, we perform the Farz of Isha, we perform 2 rakat Sunnah of Isha. Then we perform 2 rakat with the Niyat of Tahajjud, another 2 rakat with the Niyat of Tahajjud, and we perform 3 rakat with Rasalat. And then we make as much Ibadat as possible in the Masjid or at home, and then we sleep according to the Sunnah method with the intention of waking up for the Fajr Salat. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who performs Isha Salat with Jama'ah and the one who performs Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the reward of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night. So those of us who have some difficulty in remaining awake during the night for whatever reasons, the least we need to do is what I have mentioned. And one thing which is very important is that during blessed nights, blessed days, blessed moments, blessed places, one thing we must make sure is that we do not do anything that will displease the Creator. رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوْ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهْرِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are many people who fast, but they get nothing out of their fasting except hunger. Why? Because during their fast, they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They backbite, they slander, they lie, they look down upon somebody, they make fun of somebody. And as a result, the rewards and the blessings of the fasting is washed away. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are many people who remain awake during the night, but they get nothing out of remaining awake and making ibadah. Rubba qaimin. Rubba qaim means there are so many people who engage in worship during the night, but they get nothing out of their ibadah, their worship, except for remaining awake. Why? Because they have backbited, or they have slandered someone, or they have committed a sin as a result of which the barakat of their ibadah is washed away. So one thing we must all remember, that during blessed moments, during blessed places, we must never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a place outside Makkah Mukarrama called Rukbah. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that to commit 70 sins in Rukbah is more preferable to me than committing one sin in Makkah Mukarrama. So we should not commit sins at all during blessed days, blessed moments, or non-blessed days and non-blessed moments. But during blessed moments, blessed days, blessed nights, we must be extra careful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Then the day of Eid will begin. Day of Eid is very, very precious as well, because day of Eid is from amongst the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So the amal carried out during the day of Eid is very, very precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And it is the last day from the 10 days. So whatever loss we have made during the 9 days, we should try to make up for it during these 10 days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, I have mentioned the hadith, that on no days is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more beloved to him than in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So wake up for Fajr Salat. If we are able to wake up for Tahajjud, Alhamdulillah. Otherwise Fajr Salat. Let us perform Fajr Salat with Jama'ah. And thereafter, if Eid Salat is taking place immediately after sunrise, then remain engaged in Ibadah in the Masjid. Perform Eid Salat. And then, throughout the day, make sure that we perform Zuhar Salat with Jama'ah. Tomorrow is Jummah, so Jummah Salat with Jama'ah. And then Asr with Jama'ah. And we perform all the Sunan, all the Nawafil. And we should carry out even more Ibadat during the day of Eid. On the day of Eid and during these 10 days, one dhikr which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed is Subhanallahi wa la ilaha illallahu walhamdulillahi wallahu akbar. Or you can read the third kalima, Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. Also, there is another dhikr which is called Takbirati Tashriq, which is being recited after Eid Salah. That Takbirati Tashriq from the 9th of Zulhijjah Fajr until the Asr of 13th of Zulhijjah. It is wajib for men to recite Takbirati Tashriq after every fard salat audibly, whether they perform with congregation or without congregation. And it is also wajib upon the ladies too. The men attend the masajid, and in the masajid, even if a person forgets, he is reminded by other people who audibly recite this takbir. And one more thing I would like to point out is that as we are moving away from the time of Nubuwwah and coming nearer and nearer to Qiyamah, we see so much negligence, less enthusiasm in deeni activities. So before, the masjid used to echo with the Takbirati Tashriq. So those people who perform salat in the masjid, they should not only recite the takbirat audibly, loudly. The masjid should echo. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. So this is one point of rectification. I am urging all my young friends, all my brothers, that after the salat, the takbirati tashriq should be recited loudly. And another point of rectification is that majority of the ladies do not know, or they do know but they forget to recite takbirati tashriq. It is wajib upon the ladies also to recite takbirati tashriq after every fard salat from the fajr of 9th of Zulhijjah until the asr of the 13th of Zulhijjah. So the ladies, if they cannot remember, then they should write a reminder on a piece of paper and put it in the musalla that they use. So when the musalla is unfolded, that piece of paper is in front of them. Because when a person omits a wajib, when a poor person neglects a wajib, that person becomes sinful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So reciting takbirati tashriq loudly for men and softly for ladies once after every fard salat, from the morning, from the Fajr Salat of the 9th of Zulhijjah until the Asr Salat of 13th of Zulhijjah is wajib. And other than that, it is preferred and it is desirable to recite these takbirat as much as possible. after every Nafal Salat, after every Sunnat Salat, and it is desirable during the whole 10 days. After every Fard Salat, softly, after every Nafal Salat, after every Sunnat Salat, whilst in the marketplace, whilst going home, whilst going to work, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And the ladies also, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. So on the day of Eid, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible, and we try to recite these two azkar as much as possible. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, Subhanallah, wa la ilaha illallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar. If one cannot remember this order, then Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahi alhamd. Also, on the day of Eid, or 2 days after, udhiya, qurbani must be sacrificed. I do not intend to go into the masail of qurbani now. But qurbani, I have mentioned this before already. Those people upon whom qurbani is wajib, they must. And those people upon whom qurbani is not wajib, but they can afford it, then they should perform qurbani. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the son of Adam does not carry out on Yawmun Nahr, that means on the 10th of Zulhijjah, a deed more beloved to Allah than the animal sacrifice. The animal sacrifice shall come on the day of judgment with its horns, with its hair, with its hooves to be weighed. The sacrifice is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the blood reaches the ground. Therefore, sacrifice with an open and happy heart. I have mentioned this before also, that those people upon whom qurbani is wajib must sacrifice, number one. Number two, if they are able to afford more, then alhamdulillah, more. Those people upon whom qurbani is not wajib, but they are able to afford qurbani, they should make qurbani. Qurbani should be, nafal qurbani, optional qurbani can be made on behalf of others also, whether they have passed away or they are still alive, parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters, relatives, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, specific person or a whole group. You can sacrifice one animal on your behalf and thereafter send the reward to them. This is optional qurbani. So we should try to sacrifice as many animals as possible, number one. And number two, each household should sacrifice at least one animal in the UK also, so that we are able to partake of the meat of our qurbani, and also the children in the home will be able to experience the qurbani first hand, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to be particular during the night of Eid and also the day of Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for all of us to perform the Eid Salah also. Except for Leicester, the whole UK will be performing Eid Salah. So for their benefit, the sunan of the day of Eid are, number one, to rise early. Number two, to clean the teeth with miswak. Number three, to have a masnoon bath. Number four, to dress in one's best garments, but in an Islamic manner. And number five, to use itr. Number six, to avoid eating anything before Eid Salah, because it is desirable to eat it is desirable that the very first thing that goes in a person's stomach on the day of Eid is the qurbani meat. So to avoid eating anything before Eid Salah, then to go early for Eid Salah, to go walking for Eid Salah, to read the takbirat of tashriq in an audible voice while going for Eid Salah, to use different routes to and from the places of Eid Salah, to eat the meat of udhiya from one's own offering after the Eid Salah. These are some sunan. In my initial stages at Masjid-e-Noor, during the night of Eid, I said that tomorrow, adorn yourself, wear good clothes, it's sunnah, and come to the masjid. But I said remaining within the limits of Sharia. And thereafter I said that those brothers who are trimming their beards or shaving their beards, respect the day of Eid, which is very, very virtuous, and do not commit this sin on the day of Eid. He said, I am not saying that do not commit this sin on the day of Eid and commit the sin on other days. So at least on the day of Eid. Day of Eid is very, very virtuous. Day of Eid Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us happiness. And we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Eid and make Him unhappy. So not on the day of Eid. Please. So even if according to you, you look scruffy, without shaving, don't shave on the day of Eid. So alhamdulillah, one very senior musalli was sitting in the gathering as well. He is still alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him more acceptance. He came to for the Eid Salah and he had not shaved his beard. And I understood that because I had mentioned this yesterday, alhamdulillah, Allah gave him the tawfiq. The second day, again he came without shaving. The third day, again he came without shaving. The fourth day, again he came without shaving. And alhamdulillah, till today, he has not done anything with his beard which is contrary to the desire of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter he said to me that my intention was only the day of Eid. When you said to me that respect the day of Eid, honor the day of Eid. So when I respected and honored the day of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended the tawfiq. He did something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him tawfiq. And mashallah, thereafter, performing all 5 times Salat with Jamaat regularly, which was not before. And I think the very next year, or after 1 or 2 years, he made intention of going for Hajj as well, which was further upon him for many years. So just one amal brought so many barakat in his life. Thereafter, alhamdulillah, every year in Aitikaf with us. And very, very particular in regard to Azkar and everything. May Allah keep him alive for long with health and with afiyat. And may Allah accept all his efforts. And may Allah make his story a means of so many other people also following in his footsteps. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the khair and barakah of today, khair and barakah of tonight, khair and barakah of tomorrow. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of these barakat and our striving, make our whole lives pure from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make this little effort a means of our acquiring husni khatima when we are departing from this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save the whole ummah from every type of adversity, every type of calamity, and may Allah remove all calamities. And may Allah stop all calamities. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove coronavirus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread health and security and peace and mercy throughout the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the khair of this world and khair of the hereafter. And save us from the shar of this world and the shar of the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.